Last June was the deadline for most phone companies to install technology to reduce the number of robocalls their customers get based on a federal law. And according to new research, we are getting fewer of these calls since then. But we're also getting a whole lot more robo-texts. Teresa Murray is the consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group and author of the report called Ringing in Our Fears. She joins me. And Teresa, it sounds like what you found is that, yes, we're getting fewer robocalls, but our phones are still not immune from potential scams.
Yes. And of course, we rely on others for this information. And robocalls, which have been besieging us for about 15 years plus, they've actually declined by about 50% in the last year. So that's the good news. The bad news is the bad guys are gravitating to robo-texts, which were not directly covered by the law that took effect a year ago. And robo-texts have increased by about 12-fold compared with a year ago.
Let me ask you about that new law, because it looks like some businesses are really complying with it and some are kind of complying with it and some are clearly not if we're still getting robocalls.
Yes. Well, it's kind of complicated, but yeah, the law that took effect a year ago, basically what that was is it said that all voice providers, whether it's a cell phone company, landline, VoIP line, copper line, you know, copper wire line, everybody needs to comply with this law and adopt measures to try and mitigate robocalls. So it's not necessarily wipe them out, unfortunately, mitigate. And then in some of the cases, like if you have old-fashioned copper lines, copper wire lines, they can't install the industry standard technology because that's dependent on having internet lines. So they can't comply like 100%. And there were some exemptions and some loopholes. So no one expected that we would be completely done with robocalls, as nice as that would be. And what we have seen, though, is a decline. But you're absolutely right. The adoption rate has been a little slower than I think a lot of folks, including us, would have liked to have seen. The one thing we are encouraged by is we looked at the FCC database a year ago, and we looked at it again as of June 30th, 2022. And the number of phone companies that have adopted this industry standard technology to detect and filter out robocalls, that number has quadrupled in the last year. So there is more compliance, but there's not enough compliance yet.
So would that indicate to you then that as more and more companies comply and maybe there are penalties for those that don't, we should continue to see a decrease in robocalls, even if we can't completely eliminate them?
Absolutely. And I think what we will see is some of the bigger players will do a better job of filtering out the robocalls. And in addition, and maybe you've seen this, is the calls that you do get in, especially on your cell phone, but maybe on a VoIP line too, they'll be labeled as possible scam or suspected spam, something like that. I think you might be seeing more of that. And in addition, there are a couple of other things that the FCC has done just this year to kind of add on to the law that took effect last year that I think will make a difference. One is originally small phone companies were exempt from this law until June of 2023, and now they're not. And in addition, there is something out there called gateway providers. And basically, these are the companies that funnel calls from overseas. And the industry has found that about two-thirds of the illegal robocalls coming into this country are coming through these gateway providers. So only this spring did the FCC said, hey, gateway providers, you have to comply with this law too. That should make a huge impact on the number of calls coming into this country, the illegal robocalls coming into this country.
Okay, so that's been the pretty good news. Let's get to the bad news, which is these robo-texts. How prevalent are they, and is it specifically, do you think, a result of robo-calls being more widely restricted?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, robo-texts have been around for a few years, and they really, I mean, they've kind of been increasing over time, but a lot of people who follow this had predicted that because the law that took effect a year ago didn't directly speak to robo-texts, that's where the bad guys were going to go. And so sure enough, I mean, we looked at the robotext volume, and a year ago, it was about 1 billion robotexts nationwide a month. And then now, here a year later, it's about 12 billion scam robotexts a month.
Wow.
That is a ginormous increase. And the FCC chair last October did propose a new rule that would basically require the phone companies to block obviously illegal text messages, obviously scam texts. And for reasons that pass understanding, the full FCC hasn't voted on that yet.
Huh. Has there been any kind of explanation for why they've not done this?
Nope. I asked, you know, I mean, October to July, that's a long time. Like the FCC meets, you know, and I asked what the timeline was or why there hasn't been a vote. And what I got from the FCC was a no comment.
So what do you think is the best case scenario then for, like, what's the minimum number of robocalls and robotexts you think that American cell phone holders and owners should expect to get? Like you said, we will probably not get to zero, but is there a sort of a minimum number that you would find acceptable?
Well, I find zero to be the acceptable number, you know, and I think that that threshold is different for different people. I talk to some people who get 10, 15, 20 a day, and because that's like half of what they used to get, they think that's fantastic. But the sad thing about this is a Pew survey had found that about 80% of us generally do not answer our phones when we don't recognize the phone number. So what does it take to get people back to being able to use their phones in the way that they were intended? You know, to take calls and obviously to make calls too, but to take calls and to get text messages. I mean, that's what, our phones do all kinds of other things, but our phones are our phones. And for quite a few years now, people have not felt comfortable using their phones the way that they were intended. So I would say we need to get doggone close to zero for it to be acceptable.
So in terms of trying to deal with the robotext situation, can the FCC act on its own on this? Does Congress have to be involved?
No, Congress does not have to be involved on this, although they certainly could be. And, you know, it may be that they will if the FCC doesn't get off its behind and vote on this proposal by the chair. But they can do this on their own right now.
All right. That is Teresa Murray, consumer watchdog for the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Teresa, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.